This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. About 6 months into Israel's air and ground campaign in Gaza, the devastated enclave is facing the risk of widespread famine and disease, with nearly all of its inhabitants now homeless. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley has more.
Israel says aid is moving into Gaza more quickly after international pressure, but the amount is disputed. The United Nations says it's still much less than the bare minimum to meet humanitarian needs. Hamas said on Tuesday that an Israeli ceasefire proposal delivered during talks in Cairo fell short of its demands. But the group said it would study the offer further and deliver a response to Egyptian and Qatari mediators. Hamas wants any agreement to secure an end to the Israeli offensive, a withdrawal of forces, as well as to allow displaced people to return to their homes. Israel wants to secure the release of hostages seized by Hamas in the October attack.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Britain's Ministry of Defense released footage on Tuesday, which it said showed its army personnel loading aid onto a military aircraft and dropping it over Gaza. According to a statement released by the MOD, Britain joined 8 other nations in an international large-scale dropping of essential aid coinciding with the end of Ramadan. Participating countries included Jordan, Indonesia, United Arab Emirates, Netherlands, France, Germany, Egypt, and the United States. France's foreign minister says his country is using all levels of influence, including threats of sanctions, to force Israel to open crossings with Gaza, vital for humanitarian aid to reach Palestinians. France was the first country to propose European Union sanctions against violent Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank, its foreign minister said in an interview on Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Secretary David Cameron are urging Congress to approve new military aid for Ukraine, saying the stalled funding is critical for U.S., European, and world security. Speaking after a meeting at the State Department on Tuesday, Blinken repeated long-standing appeals for lawmakers to unblock the assistance, while Cameron said he would make the same case in meetings on Capitol Hill. Cameron met on Monday with former President Donald Trump, who had been skeptical of Ukraine aid, and Cameron said the assistance is vital for American and European security. The world just experienced its warmest March on record, capping a 10-month streak in which every month set a new temperature record. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
The European Union Climate Agency Copernicus, or C3S, says March 2024 averaged 14.14 degrees Celsius, or roughly 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The global average temperature from April 2023 to March 2024 was 1.58 degrees Celsius above the average in the pre-industrial period. 2023 was the planet's hottest year in global records going back to 1850. And from a record number of wildfires in Venezuela to severe drought in South Africa, extreme weather and exceptional temperatures have wreaked havoc this year. C3S says the primary cause of the exceptional heat are human-caused greenhouse gas emissions.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Millions of Indonesians are packing bus and train stations, airports, and highways as they head to hometowns to celebrate the Eid festival with family. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Transportation Ministry expects the largest movement of people in the country's history. At the Senen traditional market in Jakarta, shoppers load up briskly on meats like beef and chicken to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Housewife Puspita Sari says, I have to shop today because starting tomorrow, there'll be no one selling at the market because most of them will have returned to their hometowns. However, some buyers say prices are too high, while others complain of the scarcity of several food items in the market. The government's trying to maintain price stability and food supply, but price increases and shortages of goods ahead of Eid are inevitable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The parents of a U.S. state of Michigan school shooter have each been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison for failing to take steps that could have prevented killing 4 students in 2021. Jennifer and James Crumbly are the first parents convicted over their child's U.S. mass school shooting. I'm Joe Ramsey.